Blog Talk Radio.
The Yakuza Radio. Love the name.
To the back, and you tell your boss that there's a new Yakuza in town, and it's Yakuza Kick Radio, and we're taking over.
Thursday, November 25th, 2010, welcome to Yakuza Kick Radio. I'm your host, J. Cap Morris, and as always, my co-host, Eric Williams. What's going on, Eric?
Yeah, nothing much. A nice, nice Thursday evening. Glad we could be with you guys.
Yep. We got pretty much, just the football things to get into today. We obviously had the games played last week. Got something to say about some of them. And then, this week, what we did is, earlier before today, I think it was Tuesday, we actually went over the games for today because obviously they'd be played before we got on the show, so we didn't, I don't want no trickery going on. So we picked those three games. And as it stands right now, me and Eric have both picked New England and won that game. The second game, which starts me on my first topic, is Eric picked Dallas and he won that game. And I picked New Orleans. Now, I had made this declaration weeks back that I would never pick New Orleans and I would never pick Cincinnati again. And I never stick by what, I'm supposed to. And for a classic example of how bad I get fucking screwed by these teams, because I'm not just paranoid or making shit up, but New Orleans was up by 17-0. Now, they're favored by 3.5 points. So the game starts and you're like, okay, I made a right decision going back with New Orleans, even though, hey, they've been screwing me in the past. Well, 3.5 points, right? So what do you think New Orleans does? Last minute, thrilling, win by 3. So a half a point, I fucking lose again. Thanks, New Orleans. Who dat? So that's what I'm left with. As it stands right now, it's 2-1, Eric. And we got the game playing right now, and me and Eric both decided on Cincinnati, which, again, I had said that I wouldn't pick. So if they screw me, I would not be surprised. Speaking of Cincinnati, how about them screwing me last week and me still going with them this week? They were up by 3 touchdowns. These guys, against the Buffalo Bills, nonetheless. And these guys found a way. They found a way to lose. And not only lose, they lost to the Bills, which is a hard task when it comes down to it, just that alone. But the fashion they lost to the Bills, oh, my God. I mean, you're up 3 touchdowns on the Bills and then lose by,
14 points.
Yeah, 49-31. Buffalo ends up beating Cincinnati when they were up, they lose by 18 points when they were up 3 touchdowns. I mean, Jesus Christ. I mean, I think we should start running the poll on which one of these egomaniac wide receivers are going to kill themselves first. Because, either T.O. or Ocho Cinco, one of them's going to be on suicide watch by the end of the season. And if they're not on suicide watch, and that's not a fair bet, because they probably have psychiatric help and everything else, guarantee you one of these two guys is trashing that team by the end of the season.
They're not going to be both back either. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I highly doubt it. And it's amazing because right now T.O.'s the one putting in all the work. Ocho Cinco hasn't done a whole lot this season for them. So imagine
they might
next
go with,
year.
They might go with T.O. They might just keep T.O. Get rid of Ocho Cinco.
Yeah, I think that would be incredible. When they, had super receiver Chad Ocho Cinco and they decided to add another super wide receiver in T.O., imagine the following year getting rid of the guy you had and keeping the new guy. I mean, what a blow. Again, suicide watch on Ocho Cinco. I bet you that reality show comes to a close real fast if that happens. So, that's, Eric? You there?
Yeah, you there?
Yeah.
Okay,
so, I said, I bet you that reality show will come to a close real fast if that happens.
Yeah, oh, yeah. It's terrible. Terrible reality show. Terrible.
Yeah. But,
you watch it?
So, yeah.
I hope you don't watch it. I hope you don't watch it.
Not at all.
Good.
Not really my style. But, the other huge upsetting factor, of course, last week for me was my San Francisco 49ers getting shut out at home for the first time since 1977. So, that's always a good outing,
not to be real personal here, but were you even born in 1977?
No, that was a year before I was born. So the year before I was born was the last time we got shut out at home. So they wanted to make sure that I witnessed something like that in my lifetime because my Niners always look me out. They want to make sure I witness history and, they brought it to me on Sunday.
Again.
Yeah, why not? So I'm hoping for some more record-breaking douchebaggery on Monday night when we play against the Arizona Cardinals. So maybe we could, break some negative records. Maybe, they could bring Joe Montana to the stadium and shoot him in the face. I don't, just something to spice up my life as a 49er fan because they never stop exciting me these days.
Yeah. Man, San Francisco.
Hopefully we'll be back to the glory days before I die.
Keep dreaming.
Yeah, right. Might as well get into the rest of the picks. We've gone over the three games already. And next pick up on the list is we got the Green Bay Packers at the Atlanta Falcons, with the Falcons favored by 2.5 points. Where are you going with?
What was the points on that one?
2.5 points. Atlanta's favored by 2.5 points.
I can't. For some reason, my fucking... What was the game? 2.5 and who?
Green Bay at Atlanta. And Atlanta's favored by 2.5 points.
Ah, man. Tough one here. I'm going to go with Atlanta on this one.
All right. I'm going to go with Green Bay. It's going to be a tough game. And it'll definitely be one to watch. But, I'll go with Green Bay.
Aaron Rodgers versus Matt Ryan.
Next game we got up is the Pittsburgh Steelers at the Buffalo Bills, with the Steelers favored by 6.5 points. I think I'm going to go with the Steelers on this one.
I go with the Steelers. Wow. I'm going to go with Buffalo.
All right. Buffalo coming
big,
over that.
Pulled the big win last
big
week.
Trouncing
so.
On the impressive Bengals. And
Sammy Callahan Bengals.
Yeah, boy, do I feel bad for that man. He had to have been pulling his fucking long, spiky fucking hair out of his head last Sunday, man.
He might be bald.
I'll tell you what.
He might be bald now.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be a bad move, but well. Who knows, man? Who knows? Next game we got the Carolina Panthers at the Cleveland Browns. And a shocking point spread, even though, Cleveland has been on somewhat of a roll. Cleveland is favored by 10.5 points.
Carolina looks awful. I'm going to go to Cleveland on this one.
Yeah, I'm going to hope Cleveland can put up a blowout against this team and go with Cleveland as well.
Carolina shows no hope at all. You know, they have a quarterback that, you know, 2 weeks. I think Pierre, who's starting this week? Is it Pierre again?
I'm not sure.
Because Pierre was a stay-at-home dad before last week. And then he got fired and he's fucking starting, you know. Crazy shit.
Yeah. Next game we got the Tennessee Titans at the Houston Texans, with the Houston Texans favored by 7.5 points. If this was the Houston fans, I would probably go with Houston because, you know, they got their Oilers pulled out from under them, turned into the Titans. The Titans win the Super Bowl shortly after. Then they get handed a shitty fucking brand-new fucking team a few years later. So I think if it was the fans, they'd be fired up enough to win that game all by themselves. But, you know, considering everything, I got to go with Tennessee on this one.
I'm going to go with Houston.
All right.
There's turmoil in Tennessee with Vince Young and, you know, quitting on the team and shit of garbage of that. I don't really trust Tennessee. I'm not really picking Tennessee for a while.
All right. That could be your New Orleans.
if Houston pulls out a victory, then I'm going to be laughing.
All right. Well, so next game we got is the Jacksonville Jaguars at the New York Giants, with the Giants favored by 7.5 points.
I'm gonna go with Jacksonville this one.
All right, I'm gonna go with the Giants. Not sure about them, but go out on a limb.
Yeah, they're on and off each week.
I know, two weeks in a row,
they, you know, Dallas and Philly both losing. You know.
Yeah, I figured they'd do. So next game we got is Brett Favre and the Minnesota Vikings, the Minnesota Viagras, versus the Washington Redskins. And the Redskins are favored by 2.5 points. And is that my pick?
Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Viagras over there in Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm not taking that risk. I'm taking Washington.
All right. Going with your boy Donovan.
Yep, Donnie Mac.
Yeah. Next game we got the Miami Dolphins at the Oakland Raiders, with the Raiders favored by 3.5 points.
The Oakland Raiders favored, right?
Yep.
I'm not picking Oakland this week. I told people at work I wouldn't pick Oakland. It's Miami turn. I'm going to pick Miami. I've been picking Oakland like 6 weeks in a row. You know, they embarrassed me last week, so nope, Miami.
All right. I'm going to go with Oakland on that one. Next game we got the Kansas City Chiefs at the Seattle Seahawks. And I'm going to go ahead with Kansas City.
What's the point spread?
Kansas City's favored by 1.5. And I'm going with Kansas City.
1.5, I'm going with Seattle.
All right. Next game we got Tampa Bay Bucks, the Baltimore Ravens. Baltimore favored by 7.5 points.
I'm going with Baltimore.
Yeah, I'll go with Baltimore as well. Next game, we got your Philadelphia Eagles at the Chicago Bears. And Philadelphia is favored by 3.5 points.
I'm going to go ahead with Philly
as well. Next game, we got the St. Louis Rams, the Denver Broncos, with the Denver Broncos favored by 3.5 points. And
Denver and who? Who was that?
St. Louis.
Okay, Denver. That's what I figured.
St. Louis Rams, the Denver Broncos, with Denver favored by 3.5. And I'm going to go with Denver.
I'm going with Denver as well.
All right. Next game we got, should be another great game, is San Diego Chargers at the Indianapolis Colts. Colts favored by 3.5.
Going with Indy.
I'm going with San Diego.
Going with B-Boys team. Wow.
Yep.
I think we say that every week. I think we say I say the same shit each week, I think.
Well, that's great. Next and last game, we got a blockbuster Monday night showdown in the San Francisco 49ers at the Arizona Cardinals, with the San Francisco 49ers favored by 1.5 for some ungodly reason, and I got to go with my team.
It's the J. Cap Morris factor, I'm telling you right now. It's the J. Cap Morris factor. You got J. Cap at home, you know, rooting on his team, you know, got a fucking, you know, got the white towel waving out, going nuts, you know, probably jumping,
right.
You know, jumping around.
Yeah, the white towel is for, when you throw in the towel, that's what that's for.
Yeah. I'm going with Arizona on the fun.
All
you
right.
Pick San Francisco?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, surprising.
Yeah, I find it hard to bet against my team, man. You know, I mean, you could easily say how shitty your team is, but in the end, you still want to pull it out.
Definitely.
So I hope. So that's what we got on the football picks. What else you want to get into real quick?
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
I hope everybody had an excellent day of gluttony to celebrate the killing of thousands of Indians. More or less what we're all celebrating is Indians being raped and pillaged and their land taken away from them. And we'll eat more today just for that. So, you know, tomorrow we're going to do a big 2-hour show with Billy Graham, the half-breed Billy Graham, leader of Cult Fiction, and as well a Native American. So kind of fitting. It's the truth. And I'm sure he definitely feels the same way about this holiday. So, you know, hey, whatever.
Yeah, he kept
eating
sending me a
is good.
You tried sending me a link to something earlier. I don't know what was up with that. But
yeah.
Who knows?
Food is good. You know, I'm in no protest of that. So, whatever, man. I mean, the whole purpose behind the whole thing is kind of crazy.
How are them lights, by the way? How are them lights?
Yeah, put up the Christmas lights today, you know. Pain in the ass, same shit. You know, but I got it done, you know, got it done. Of course, you know, I get through the whole thing. I put up the icicles on the house, and I look at it, everything's perfect. Start climbing this fucking tree, you know, I get the rope lights on the tree, everything's perfect on that. Turn to go back inside to the house. Yeah, you got about 6-inch strand of lights that are fucking out on the brand new set of icicles on the house. So, you know, I got that grenade to jump on tomorrow because I'm not fucking dealing with that today. That's ridiculous. classic
day
classic
off tomorrow
Christmas
or now?
Mayhem.
Day off
no,
tomorrow
no.
Or...
Nope.
Back to work. No day.
Yep.
Off.
Back to work. No rest. So, that's what we got. The Billy Graham interview was pretty interesting. Billy's a very, very he's a very outspoken guy. Put it that way. You know, good
and
friend
I'll
of mine.
I'll tell you this right now. I'll tell you this right now. No, you know, this is why I love doing the show with you. Because, you know, little spoiler alert: J-Cat gets a little fired up. You know, just a little fired up.
Yeah, see, Billy, you know, unlike a lot of other people, he's a personal friend of mine. So, you know, it's very easy, you know, for me to just, you know, throw words back and forth with Billy because this isn't something that some guy just met and decided to do a radio show with. He's a good friend of mine. He's an excellent entertainer, you know, and I go to bat for that guy any day of the year. So,
what I'm hungry for? You know what I'm hungry for? I'm hungry for some Taco Bell. Anyway.
Yeah. Well. You know, seems like an odd request on Thanksgiving, but actually it seems like a rotten request on Thanksgiving.
Well, I'll tell you this right now. It's funny as hell because I was on Blog Talk Radio and the bomb went off and they had him on. So they decided to pull that bullshit. So I guess I was today.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Oh, what a fitting thing. What a fitting thing to do. But
Yep.
Yeah, man, we're 1 week closer to Cage of Death, the big super show, December 11th. Everybody get the fuck there or stay home and kill yourself because that shit is going to be fucking unbelievable.
We don't promote that kind of shit. We don't promote, you know, violence. We don't promote, yeah, fuck that. Yes, we do. We don't want the views of Jake Catmorris do not represent the views of Eric Williams. Saying, "Oh, your Cruiser Kick Radio told me to do it."
Don't blame me. I'm just making a suggestion for other things you can do if you don't attend this super show and one of the best weekends ever in wrestling. Then you know, there's several things you could do. Killing yourself is one of them. I'm just putting it out there. So you know, definitely.
Bitch. Don't they shouldn't be bitching about the Oh, I have nothing to do. Well, come down to fucking South Philadelphia, enjoy some two awesome fucking wrestling cards and.
Extra things they've announced since then. B-Boy is going to be in attendance, and they have a few things going on with Jersey All-Pro, and he's definitely going to be on that show, and hopefully he'll be on the CZW show. Nothing's been announced as of yet, but definitely
we'll
hoping
see about
for that. And they've also announced that Brody Lee, their new champion, will be in attendance and will be facing the War Machine Rhino. That'll be something interesting to look forward to. You got a big guy. Big guy and Rhino. And, Brody Lee likely to kick Rhino in his fucking face. And it'd be great to watch.
Yep, definitely. I believe we have, because I didn't touch the switchboard, and AJ Stahl, he was doing our audio work tonight, so check out his show on blogtalkradio.com/mayhemsports. He's a good dude and fucking helped us out when we needed it, and so check out his show.
Definitely.
And I don't know if you have anything else to say, but if not,
Yeah, not much. We're definitely, we'll be back next week full force. Hopefully we'll have our new intro up. We're hard at work at that, and we got some ideas, and should be a whole other thing. That should be really good.
Something to look forward to. If you're, keep sending us messages on the Blog Talk Radio. Keep checking us out. We got a lot of shit planned for us, and I know it's just a preview show, but, me and Jay have done some, tremendous work, and one thing I want to say for you, and this is kind of like heartfelt, so bear with me. I'm really thankful to have you as a co-host.
That's cool, man. Yeah, it's been great. It's a great time for me. I'm not gonna get all sentimental and shit, but yeah, man, it's a great thing, man. We're getting better and better, and we're not gonna stop. So, another thing I'd like to put out there for everybody is in New Year, we're exploring different options, and we'll probably be switching over to more or less a straight podcast. And the one thing we are going to lose in that is a live audio. So we will have the show up every week, but there won't be a live. There won't be a chat room. So one thing I want to get the ball rolling on right now, and I want to start getting these questions before this year even ends, while we're still on Blog Talk and we're still doing this live show and everything else, is I want people to hit me up. Hit me up on my email. Hit me up on my Facebook. My email is jcatmorris@yahoo.com. Hit me up there with any questions. I'll address them on the show. Just leave your name and where you're from. Definitely will address whatever questions you got on the show, whether it be WWE, football, TNA, CZW, any type of shit. Whatever you want to ask, go ahead, shoot it at us. Any question for me, Eric, whatever you want to do, you can hit us up on the Yakuza Kick Radio, Facebook, anything. We need to start getting feedback through that way, because we're not going to have that live option to, hit people up that are in the chat room. So if we get that ball rolling now, we get a lot of feedback in, show gets better and better and better and better. And that's the only thing we're going to lose. We're going to gain so much more, and everybody's really going to enjoy it. So check that shit out.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot better, and the audio is going to be a lot better. It's going to be a lot more, you're not going to have to, you get to listen to it. You get to listen to it different ways,
Yep. We're still where we are. So, don't change nothing. Just keep checking us out, and we'll keep you up to date on everything we're doing. So.
And Jay said it, but I don't, he didn't really touch on this part. the whole podcast thing, that's not a guarantee. So if shit changes, we may be just doing fucking Blog Talk. But
right. Like I said, we're kind of exploring options and seeing what we could do and, you know, figuring out what's going to work out best for the show. So just to, you know, just to keep in mind. But I would like to get more, you know, questions and stuff. You know, people listen to it on the archive. They can't hit me with questions in the chat room. It'd be great to get more questions. So by all means, you listen to the show on the archive. You say, hey, man, I wonder what the fuck happened here. You know, I wonder what he thinks about this. By all means, shoot me a message, shoot Eric a message, shoot, you know, whatever, man, and we'll get over on the show. So.
Yeah, so definitely. We're trying to become more fan interactive. You know what I mean? We don't take phone calls because, you know what I'm saying, that shit turns into a fucking nightmare. I'll be real honest with you. Phone calls, you know, unless we know who you are, turns into a real bitch. So.
Yeah, I listen to a lot of podcasts, and it comes down to more, you know, one of two things. You either end up with a bunch of jerk-offs just jumping on for no reason, and, you know, some calls are good and some are just like a waste of time. And when you get those waste of time calls, it's bad audio for, you know, the listeners that aren't even calling in. So you want to avoid that. And the other thing that I notice a lot is even when you get guys that you're comfortable with, in the end, it's the same four or five guys calling every week. And people get tired of that shit, man. I don't want to hear the same fucking people on every radio show, so, other than the host. So that's what we do. And like I said, we'll explore our options. We'll keep everybody up to date as we go, and it'll be no problem. And we're gonna make this shit seamless, whichever way we go. So
yeah, and definitely if you are a fan of the show, you know, which I know a lot of people are out there, spread the word. Tell a friend. You know, tell them to check out Yakuza Kick Radio, and you know, spread the movement. Get the movement going.
Yeah.
Get everybody listening. You know, I'll tell you this right now: we put out a good product. I just think more people need to, you know, more people need to check us out. And, you know, if the fans help us out, you know, there's only so much me and Jay can do, but it's all about you. It's all about you, listeners, you know.
Yeah. And you go back to, you know, Sabian's promo. You see, you know, what's going to happen with your girl if you don't listen to the show. And, you know, we don't want to have to see that happen. We really don't because,
yeah.
You know.
But just listen. Yeah, just listen.
We don't want to see this guy do that shit to your girl. That's, you know. But the guy's crazy, and we really can't do anything about stopping him. So, as he said, all you had to do is listen to Yakuza Kick Radio. So, you just keep listening, and everything will be fine. No one gets hurt.
Right. Sounds good. Yep.
Yep. So, you know, with that, I think we'll close out. And everybody listening tomorrow night for Billy Graham interview, and we'll be back next week. We're really not sure on who we got yet, but we will be here. You'll definitely have us, and you'll most likely have a guest.
If not, you know, we can do a fucking, you know, we can shoot the shit. You know, I can get people to fucking, you know, give us questions and we'll just fucking shoot the shit. You know, I mean, no worries.
Yeah, well, I would count on a guest, and if we don't, we don't. But, you know, we'll see what's up. And, you know, we'll close it out there. For Eric Williams, I'm J. Cat Morris. We'll see you next week, man. Peace.